Come on, Artemis. This is your destination. Hurry up.
Dr. Bonner?
What?
Why do you refer to Artemis as an it?
What are you going on about, boy?
Whenever you speak of Artemis, you use the pronoun it. I mean, what causes you to distinguish Artemis as an it, but call me boy?
Artemis is an artificial construct, built cell by cell, using the most advanced technologies available today.
But still biological, though?
Biological to an extent. There is no element of randomness in Artemis's construction. Every cell meticulously placed with a specific function in mind. Nature provided the building blocks, but not direction. I thought of that.
Through trial and error?
Through experience, my boy. Incubation and genetic manipulation didn't work. I got close, but not close enough. I had to devise a different means of interacting with the Higgs field that didn't give way to randomness. Chaos had to be held at arm's length, and construction was the best way to go.
I see. It's ironic, isn't it? That to act as one of the fundamental forces of nature, you had to create a wholly artificial construct.
Irony is for the weak-minded, my boy. Simply a tool. Nothing more.
I'm sorry.
Why?
That I couldn't be what you wanted me to be.
You are what you are, Cal. And all things considered, you're still remarkable. Artemis will arrive at any moment.
Dr. Bowman?
Okay, Watson left. Now, Artie, I need you to teleport us here. See those coordinates? We need to go there. Now.
I can't. Sorry, it's my fault. I didn't mean to. Please don't be mad.
It's fine. I'm not mad, but you gotta calm down.
Okay, I'll try.
Good. So can you take us there?
Artemis can try.
Okay, looking good so far. Damn it.
Sorry. Piper? Are you mad?
I don't want to have to keep using this on you. You were getting by without it. But now this is an emergency.
Ow! Whoa! Artemis feels great!
It's a higher dose than before, which means you'll feel good for a while. But when you crash... Well, let me just apologize in advance.
Artemis doesn't understand, but she feels great right now.
That's good, Artie. Now, can you take us to the planet?
Okay.
Still never gonna get used to that.
Wow, this place is weird. Why is it all brown? No green anywhere. And because of the rain, this rain isn't good for the ground or the planet. Oh, I got it. Yellow rain is bad, clear rain is good.
Yep. Now where the hell do we go?
Well, if I know Pipey.
Oh, damn, you're high.
So high in the sky. Wow, he's loud. No!
Tell me what you know.
I told you. I don't know any... I'm not with the Triangulum.
Is that right? I don't fucking believe you. What were you doing out in the market while a curfew's up?
Listen to me. Even if I was with them, why would I let myself be caught?
I probably caught you before you met up with the rest of your team.
I keep trying to tell you that I'm not associated with them.
Then why did you two run away? If you weren't aware of the curfew, then you'd have no reason to run. Exactly. I'll return shortly. When I do, you better have some answers.
How am I gonna get out of this? Damn that Triangulum. Wait. Got it.
This is why I didn't want to take this damn job. I guess it gave us shit to do. What's next for us? This wonderful, shitty group. I should probably be nicer to them. They're not that bad. Even her. I haven't been a great captain. At least I'm doing better this time. Peter, can you hear me? Am I too far out? Peter? You're breaking up. Try changing your frequency.
Watson. Tim. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Where are you? Did you get away or are you...
Yeah, I'm at the station. In an interrogation room.
What the hell for?
Yeah. Get this. They think I'm with the Triangulum.
Yeah, I know about it.
You knew? And you still let Artemis and I go?
Don't get worked up. We didn't know about it until after she came back.
After who came back?
You know who. The kid. She told us how you were gone.
I just wanted to make sure my ears were still working. First time you actually called her a her.
Can it. We don't have time for your jokes. Are you being moved soon?
No. At least I don't think so. My interrogator is going to be coming back soon.
Just be careful what you say. There's no way they're not monitoring us right now.
Got it. Wait, if you're so sure that they're listening, then how the hell are you going to get me out of here?
Leave that to me. I'll figure something out. I always do.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say you kind of stumble into situations. But do your best.
Hey, who's saving who here?
Well, come and get me then.
I know anyone here. Elise? No. Brian? No. Wait a second. Isn't Ezekiel on vacation? Ah, shit. Hey, Zeke, how you been?
I told you not to call me that. Now, what do you want?
I need a little bit of a...
No. Whenever I need comes out of your mouth, It always means trouble for me.
Look, I know I haven't been the best at being a friend.
Friend? Is that what we're calling it now? After what happened to your crew, I told you never to contact me again. And yet, here we are with you contacting me.
Zeke, I wouldn't be calling if it wasn't urgent. A member of my crew is...
Wait. Crew member? Who? Didn't they all die? At least that's what I heard through the grapevine.
They are.
Wait, you have a new crew then? I feel sorry for the bastards.
Yeah, shut up. They're a good crew.
Oh, I've no doubt that they're a good crew. I'm just sorry they've got a sorry excuse for a captain.
Thanks. So can you help?
What's his name?
Peter Patterson.
Patterson? Dan, look at Watson bringing in the big dogs. Don't call me again.
Shit.
We need to find cover. What the hell is this place?
Maybe we try looking over there?
Look over where? Oh, that big suspicious metal door would be a great start.
Pipey's dumb.
I think I gave you too strong of a dose. Can't do anything about it now. Let's go there. Artemis, wait!
You'll never catch me.
God damn it. You didn't need to run here.
Because it was fun.
Wait. You can't just randomly knock.
Yes?
Hi.
And what is it that you want? Are you with the Zeta Riders?
Who?
Don't worry about it, then. We have no business with you, then.
Wait! Asshole! I only want to ask you a question.
You not understand my first warning? Here's my second one. There won't be a third. Shut your trap.
We just have a question. After you answer, we'll be on our way.
And what makes you think I care to listen?
Look, I don't want to cause no trouble. We're just looking for a ship that crashed, that's all.
I see. Yeah, I know about it. What's it to you?
There's someone on that ship that I need to help. So can you help me help them?
I could, but what's in it for me? I've got no reason to help you.
Look, I don't have anything except for some chemicals.
What kind of stuff we talking?
It's really good stuff.
Just let me check. Oh shit, my bag's gone! I must have dropped it running away from those assholes.
Convenient.
Look, those goons are coming. Please help us.
I already told you.
Get out of the way.
Don't just walk past me.
She just did. You coming?
Come with me.
So, we're a good crew, huh?
Damn it, Peter. You were listening the whole time.
I mean, you did leave the channel open.
You heard what we talked about then. Just be ready for anything.
Got it. Oh, and about your old crew. What a...
This isn't the fucking time.
Okay, shit. Don't have to be mean about it. So what am I waiting for? It's been a while since he said that.
You don't have to wait for anything. I've returned. Your friend was correct in assuming we hacked your communication signal.
If that's the case, what happens now?
I'm going to escort you to our terrorist holding cells.
What? Why? I haven't even done anything!
Oh, is that right? Peter Patterson, rank 1. You haven't done anything? Nothing at all? As I thought. Now get up. Try anything, and it'll be your last.
Is he okay? Is he going to die?
He might, if you two don't stop yabbering.
Piper, Artemis don't feel so good. Artemis is really sleepy.
I know, you're crashing, but you have to stay up for me, okay?
Okay.
Whoa. What is this place?
I can't say. You're not one of us.
I don't give a damn about that. I'm here to save your son, right?
Correct.
Then I better get an answer or else I'll just leave.
Don't threaten me, girl.
Damn it. I bet I can break them all before you kill me.
I like you, girl.
Mind calling off your dogs then?
Ooh, a bed!
Artemis, no!
Leave her be, leave her be. She'll be safe here. I can promise you that.
Okay, lead the way then. What's a Rebel Alliance base doing underground? I didn't know you had bases in this sector.
Of course you wouldn't. It's information on a need to know.
Oh, hello. Who is this? I didn't know you were bringing more people.
This is your son attached to that machine, right?
Correct. And this is who I believe you're looking for.
Wait, really? Hey, do you know where Alice is?
That would be me.
James sent me.
You know James?
Yeah, he's really worried.
This is nice and all, but...
What is it?
Goddamn Zeta Riders.
You take another step and I'll blow your damn brains out.
That's not the doctor, you can listen to them. Tell them to send them out now.
I pledged my protection to one. Don't we all break that vow?
Now, but this thing, you send them out and I'll make it worth your while.
You ain't my type.
All your bad heroes have morphine, antibiotics, and enough first aid to take care of a whole mess of people. You send them out and I'll give it to you.
Shit, he grabbed my bag.
It true what he's saying?
Yeah. Look, I know how you're feeling. You do anything to make sure your boy's okay. I get it, but this isn't the way to do it.
Seems pretty straightforward to me.
Look, I have a negative balance in the credit account of life, but that girl sleeping in there is innocent. Even if you don't give a damn about me, think about her. She doesn't need to have her life traded away for another.
If there was any other way...
Enough pleasantries. Where's the bag?
Right here.
Thank you kindly.
I like your mustache. How are
you?
Okay, Artie, hit it.
Hit what?
I really like this mustache. It's like a big furry caterpillar on his lip.
Thank you for securing her. Your credits are in your account now. Do what you please with them. Cal?
You? What are you doing here?
Hysterics don't become you, Artemis.
I won't go back!
Cal, please, take care of her.
You're going to fucking shoot her? Oh my God.
Get her onto a bed. I'll take the bag. Good work.
Thank you kindly, Piper. Alice will save them both. I promise you that.
So, where are they? You said they'd be here by now, and look, the guards are still out there looking. I can't have them associating myself with you two.
Take it easy. Once they get here, we'll take off.
You didn't get that from your old man, it seems. Look, how long did you and Piper know my dad, Joseph?
A few years, at least.
I'm still confused, though. What was your guys' relationship with him?
The old guy was... he was like a father, I guess.
You guess?
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't really say he acted like a father, though.
Oh, so... He always had a drinking problem then.
Huh? Oh, yeah. It wasn't too much of a problem back then, though.
What's that noise?
We're here!
Whoa, oh, whoa. That was something.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten used to it.
Peter! Artemis is sorry. Didn't mean to.
It's okay. I'm tougher than I look.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you say.
James!
thank you guys so much. Watson, I apologize for what I said before. You guys are always welcome here.
Don't sweat it. I guess we'll be on our way then.
Oh, wait. Here, have this. Look, bring it to any Rebel Alliance member and, look, they'll give you details on a new job.
Looks obliged.
Why do you have that?
Well, before I asked you guys for help, I was gonna do this job. In exchange, the Alliance would help get Alice back.
And now that she's back, you don't need it then?
You got it. Thanks again, guys.
I'll talk to Avery and see.
Actually, I know someone who could help.